This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for an exploration deep in the heart of Tennessee's historic whiskey distilleries. We'll visit with Kelly Coleman, brand home manager, and tour guide Tori Perry at Cascade Hollow Distillery in Tullahoma, Tennessee, situated just down the road from Jack Daniel's. Cascade Hollow Distillery dates from 1878, when George Dickel opened for business in nearby Coffee County. So where are we?
We are here at Cascade Hollow Distilling Co. in Tullahoma, Tennessee, home of George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey.
And that's an old Tennessee label, right?
It is.
We are way back.
Yeah, the second in the state of Tennessee. We're DSP number 2, founded in 1870, but we've kind of recently revived the label and gone back to our roots here at Cascade Hollow Distilling Co.
There's another famous legendary distillery here. Jack.
It's our neighbors down the road.
Did they know each other? Were they the same time zone at all?
I don't know. They should have been. I believe that Jack was about a year or two before us, so they definitely were founded around the same time, but I really don't know if Jack and George knew each other or not.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Probably major rivals.
Yeah, you know? Maybe.
Yeah. So here you are. Mm-hmm. And so you are the brand ambassador, right?
Yeah, so I'm the brand home manager here at Cascade Hollow Distilling Co. So I oversee everything at the visitor center, as well as kind of local events and marketing.
And tell us about, you know, you haven't been here your whole life, so you came here not knowing much about here, so it must have been eye-opening. What was the most mind-blowing for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm buying you a bottle of white corn.
Oh, my God. Our moonshine?
Yeah. Our moonshine.
That's okay.
Thanks, Tori.
Yeah, come and sit with us.
All right.
And then you guys just share the mic.
Yeah. So this is Tori Perry. She's one of our tour guides here at Cascade Hollow.
Hello.
So we're just talking about the roots and the history and the brand and what she's most proud of. And you know, you're Kentucky girl, a local girl. What are you most proud of with Dickel and the label?
Well, our whiskey is really good. Our employees are truly what makes this product so special. Day in and day out just give us the heart of their time. Not only that, but they have worked throughout this entire pandemic, which we're so grateful that they've been healthy to be able to come to work.
Tough, brutal year, because it's predicated on tourists visiting, and that wasn't happening that much.
Yeah, so, well, you know, 2020, we were 150 years old. Kind of a sad year for an anniversary, but I think Kelly and I can attest to we sipped a lot of whiskey last year, so I call that research.
There you go. Maybe do over. Maybe you do the 150 on the 151st year.
Yeah, we might have to do a little bit of a delayed celebration.
Yeah,
for that.
I think a lot of people are going to be doing that.
I think so.
Yeah. So tell us about your background is food and beverage. You're a graduate of the CIA, Culinary Institute of America. And whiskey, to be properly experienced, back in the day, it was a part of a meal. So talk to us about food and whiskey.
Well, you know, I think the times of wine pairings being with food are, you know, those are still very much relevant, but I think people are finding there is so much character to a nice glass of whiskey that can be a good accompaniment to anything.
To
prime rib,
yeah.
To a Chattahoochee platter, like my dad calls it, you know, cured meats, cheeses, even dessert, you know.
Does he call it again? I like that.
Well, they're called charcuterie boards.
Yeah, I know.
But my dad, he calls them Chattahoochee boards.
That, I'm stealing that.
Yeah. So we got to make Chattahoochee boards.
Viral.
With some Dickel.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So that works good, that kind of array of little hors d'oeuvres and whatnot. But you're talking about some fruits and melding whiskey, yeah.
Yes, so our white corn whiskey, I like to make a lot of variety of infusions, anywhere from jalapenos to fresh peaches. Our white corn whiskey has such a good flavor that it can really adhere to any kind of fruit that you want to add in addition to it. Just got to make a little room, a little swig off the top, and you can add some fruit into that, and 30 days later, you have something that's really special that you can use as a base for a lot of cool cocktails.
Very cool. Any thoughts from you? You've been here a while, and what's closest to your heart? What are you most proud of?
Yeah, so I think, like Tori said, I think the people are a big part of what makes this place special. We pump out a lot of whiskey, but there's only about 33 people right now who work across the street.
That do all the processing.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing that a group that small, you know, can create such a big brand. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that you get to experience, you know, when people come here, whether they're doing the Tennessee Whiskey Trail or just kind of stopping by on their way to their destination. Mm-hmm. It's something that they can experience when they come here to our visitor center.
I was doing a wine interview. He was a firefighter that had his driveway Zen for about 30 years. And he retired and he opened a little winery and a tasting room. And he was really down home. And he nailed it. He said, you know, when a couple come away from an afternoon wine tasting and whatnot, they buy a couple of bottles. It's not because my wine is so awesome. It's a memento of a fun afternoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, definitely.
And so you really nailed it with the heart and soul of Dickel here. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we're also lucky when it comes to our whiskeys. You know, we're an old brand, so we have some barrels that have been aging for quite a long time in our warehouses. And that's something that a lot of brands and distilleries don't necessarily have. And so we're lucky that, you know, Nicole has those that she can kind of play with and blend together and come out with new expressions. And that's something that you're just not going to find everywhere at every distillery in Tennessee. So that's really special to us.
That's pretty cool for you guys, too, because it changes it up and you're curious as to where you're going and evolving.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's been great kind of having Nicole come on board and come out with some of these new releases, this Cascade Moon series and this new Dickel Bourbon that just came out. You know, every time you come to the Visitor Center, we're probably going to have something new that you haven't tried before. So it's really special to be able to offer that to people.
That's so cool.
And how can she keep it a secret, you know?
I know. Like,
we've had a few products that back-to-back have been released, and we're all blown away by it, but she's kind of like, I've been trying to keep this a secret all this time. So I can't imagine the pressure that she feels to make sure that things are rolled out properly, and she just is phenomenal all the way around.
She, talk a little bit about her, because we really haven't formally introduced her.
Yeah, so Nicole is our distiller and general manager here at Cascade Hollow. She started, I believe, in 2018? Yeah, I believe she started in 2018 as general manager and distiller, and she kind of took over operations here. Since she started, she's released a series of bottled and bond whiskeys. We've got three out right now, the first of which won Whiskey of the Year from Whiskey Advocate magazine in 2019, and that was the first Tennessee whiskey to ever win that award. So
that's
that really,
really cool.
So that really put us and Tennessee whiskey on the map when that happened. And then since then, she's rolled out some other new releases, this Cascade Moon series, which is kind of more of an experimental line, as well as a 15-year single barrel, and then this new 8-year-old Dickel Bourbon, which is going to be a permanent extension to our portfolio. So she's really come in, you know, assessed the warehouses that we do have that are full of that great whiskey. Some of it is aged, you know, a lot longer than most distilleries have access to. So she really has kind of assessed that and come up with some great releases using the whiskey that we have here in Cascade Hollow.
Very cool. And do you ever get to work with her in making up concoctions and distilling?
You know, she stays very busy. And sadly with COVID, you know, one of the downfalls of possibly getting COVID is your sensory is compromised. So she's been very cautious with how she is standing distance-wise with people and things. So we're starting to see things somewhat open across the road, but she's really had to work kind of solo to get a lot of these blends together. But I'm really hoping that I'll be able to scoop some of her time up. She's just really cool to just be around and just to see how she works and her thought process through everything.
All right, kids. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Of course. Thank you for
it. So, if somebody wanted to learn more about your world, where would you direct them?
For more information, you can visit georgedickel.com. We've got information about all of our different whiskeys there, as well as kind of a Visit Us tab where you can book tasting experiences here at the Visitor Center. And my name is Kelly Coleman. I'm the brand home manager here at Cascade Hollow Distilling Co.
Tori Perry, brand ambassador and tour guide here at the Visitor Center.
Thanks again, you guys. This is a great day.
Thank you.
I've had a great time.
Yeah, thanks for
visiting. I know, me too. All right, I'm Tom Wilmer. We'll see you in Tennessee.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.